This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. At the 2024 Paris Olympics, India's star track and field athlete Neeraj Chopra recorded his season best throw of 89.45 meters to win a silver medal in the men's javelin last night. Pakistan's Arshad Nadeem shattered the all-time Olympic record of 90.57 meters with a throw of 92.97 meters to clinch the gold medal. Neeraj became the first Indian track and field athlete to claim two medals in athletics after independence. He became the second male Indian and third overall to win a medal in back-to-back Olympics. Neeraj also became the fifth Indian to win more than one individual Olympic medal. Meanwhile, the Indian hockey team claimed a second successive Olympic bronze medal for the first time in 52 years. India rode on two goals by skipper Harmanpreet Singh and some brilliant saves by retiring goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh to overcome Spain 2-1 and win the medal match. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Neeraj Chopra and Indian hockey team for their success at the Paris Olympics. At the Paris Olympics 2024, wrestler Aman Shehrawat will be looking for India's first Paris Olympics medal in wrestling when he takes on Darian Cruz of Puerto Rico's in men's 57kg freestyle event at the Champ de Mars Arena today in the bronze medal bout. The match will begin at 9:45 p.m. IST. In athletics, India's men's and women's 4 into 400 meter relay teams will also be in action at the Stade de France later in the afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a two-day state visit to New Zealand, will interact with the Indian diaspora and friends of India at a community reception in Auckland today. Speaking at the state banquet yesterday, President Murmu announced that India will be opening a consulate in Auckland to further enhance the diplomatic outreach. President Murmu also addressed the New Zealand International Education Conference yesterday, where India is the country of honour this year. President Murmu said there is a renewed momentum in our bilateral relations generated by high-level contacts and increased engagement across a range of sectors. President landed in Wellington, New Zealand yesterday on the second leg of her state visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will be on a three-day official visit to Maldives beginning today. The visit aims to strengthen the close partnership between the two countries and explore new opportunities to enhance bilateral relationship further. The visit follows the recent visit of the President of Maldives, Mohamed Muzu, to India for the swearing-in ceremony of the new Cabinet and Council of Ministers in June this year. Maldives is a key maritime neighbour to India and holds a strategic position in the Indian Ocean. It has been considered an essential partner in India's neighbourhood first policy and its security and growth for all in the region, Sagar Vision. Nobel laureate Mohammad Yunus was sworn in as the head of Bangladesh's interim government. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to him at Bangababan in Dhaka yesterday evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to Professor Mohammad Yunus for resumption of his new responsibilities in Bangladesh. In a social media post, the Prime Minister hoped for an early return to normalcy, ensuring the safety and protection of Hindus and all other minority communities in Bangladesh. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign will be celebrated across the country from today to 15th August to bolster a sense of patriotism within citizens. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said, Tiranga bike rally with members of parliament and ministers will be organized on 13th of August. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to those who participated in the Quit India movement led by Mahatma Gandhi. In the social media post, the Prime Minister described the Quit India movement as a watershed moment in the freedom struggle. The unique registered investor base of National Stock Exchange, NSE, has crossed the 10 crore mark for the first time. The investor base has seen more than 3 times jump in the last 5 years, facilitated by rapid growth in digitization, rising investor awareness, financial inclusion and sustained market performance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.